This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I would encourage everyone to please silence your cell phones out of courtesy for those that are listening and for those that are testifying. With that, I'll have the Secretary please call the roll.
Senators Hunhoff.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Solano.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a full boat. Want to greet everyone that's here this morning and those of you that are listening in on the internet. This morning we have two bills, and before we get into those, the chair would entertain a motion on the minutes that have been provided to you. Senator Monroe has moved the minutes as written. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Solano. Those in favor of those minutes say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. I want to remind those that are going to testify to please sign in at the podium by the front door so that we make sure that the secretary gets your name and gets it spelled correctly. If you do have handouts, please give them to the pages, and they will distribute them behind the desk here. At this time, speaking of pages, I think we should have them introduce themselves. And two things, is tell us, you know, obviously where you're from, but what you're going to do for the rest of your life, but secondly, what you really enjoy doing. Okay, use one of the things, use that speaker right there in the corner, Senator Hunhoff.
Okay, I am Mallory Gower. I go to Ipswich High School, and I plan on going into dental hygiene. And something I really enjoy doing is playing softball in the summers with my traveling team.
Good.
My name is Alexandra Hansen. I go to school in Harding County. I want to teach English as a second language, and I really enjoy traveling.
Good. Good. All right. As we get into the bills, I always remember that all questions come through the chair. The second bill this morning happens to be one that I sponsored, so I will turn the gavel over to the vice chair. With that, does anyone in the committee have anything before we get into the bills? Seeing none, we'll start out with Senate Bill 7. Mr. Secretary, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I kind of feel like I need to stay with the theme of this, the morning, and say my name is Darren, I live in Pierre, and I enjoy testifying in front of legislative committees.
I'm yeah, really glad
that was a condition on it.
So much enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear you like to testify. We will find more things for you to come over here and testify so we can continue for you to have fun.
Mr. Chairman, in my time as a secretary, nobody but you have found more things for me to come testify on over the years. I do have a handout, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 7, Mr. Chairman, is a bill brought by the department. I hope and think it's a pretty straightforward bill. It's also the surprisingly the only bill that we have this legislative session. As most of you know, the state highway system, what constitutes the state highway system for which the department is responsible for is defined by statute. And historically, the department would regularly come to you, not necessarily every year, but pretty close to every year with recommended changes to that state highway system, either, adding to or taking pieces of the highway off of the state highway system. In 1999, SDCL 31-4-1 was amended, and that's the statute you have in front of you. And it kind of changed the way that those amendments to the state highway system work. And the big part of the amendment was the last sentence on the handout where it said that a piece of highway cannot be taken off the state trunk highway system unless there's an agreement in place for transfer and maintenance it's a responsibility between the department and some local government entity. With the passage of that change in 1999, obviously that's difficult to do, to come to some agreement like that. We do it occasionally, maybe as part of an overall project agreement or something like that. But the bill that you have in front of you is actually an example of that. If you look at the second page of the handout, it shows the segment of road that we're talking about. This is Highway 17 in Lincoln County. Runs from starting on the north side of Lenox, goes north for approximately 10 miles. We did enter into an agreement with Lincoln County, that Lincoln County agreed to take that over. That agreement was approved both by the Lincoln County Commission and by the Transportation Commission. Usually when since 1999, with the change in the statute, the way we've kind of approached these is knowing that a local government entity is not going to take over a segment of road just out of the goodness of their heart. It always will involve some type of payment or consideration for doing so. And our baseline for those discussions is we put together a projection or an estimate of what we anticipate it'll cost to maintain that road over the next 20 years. In most cases, the roads that we are transferring are segments that have just recently been improved or rebuilt, or we're turning them over in really good shape, so there shouldn't have to be rebuilt or anything like that in the next 20 years. And the agreement with Lincoln County was about a $3.3 million agreement. And then as part of that consideration, we had some excess property in Canton, which was our old Canton shop site, that the county was interested in acquiring. So that property was transferred to them as part of the agreement. Or said another way, they used we paid them $3.3 million, and then they bought that property back from us. So I think this is a good deal for everybody. We're very glad that we were able to get to the point of, we've been talking to Lincoln County about this for probably a number of years, actually, to finally get to the point of reaching agreement. And the only thing that's left to do at this point is hopefully this committee can support Senate Bill 7 and remove this from the segment, from the statute, and from the state highway system. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd ask for your support, and I'll stand by for any questions you might have.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 7. Further proponents of Senate Bill 7. Last call for proponents. Any opponents of Senate Bill 7? Any opponents? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 7. Okay. We'll now open it up to the any questions by the committee. Anyone have any questions? I have one, Mr. Secretary, and I probably missed it. How long a stretch of road was this?
Mr. Chairman, it's roughly 10 miles.
10 miles. Okay. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So is that the road that runs by Dakota or Wild Water West, or is that another road to the west of that?
I have to confess, I'm not sure where Wild Water West is. This goes straight north of Lenox.
Yeah. Is it the main road that runs towards Sioux Falls? Oh, I'm west. I'm going north. I'm dyslexic. Thank you.
Good. Sorry.
Any further questions? Mr. Secretary, was there any opponents to this plan when you were out doing this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I can't tell you. I wasn't at the Lincoln County Commission meeting when they adopted this, but my understanding was there was fairly strong support for this down there. Maybe just to tag onto that, if I could, one of the reasons for that, which is oftentimes a factor when we can do these kind of agreements, is that the dollars that the local government entity gets out of the deal, they've usually got some other need or plan for those. So this helps them fund another project or another improvement. In Lincoln County, I believe, was just a little different in that regard. They had a number of different smaller things that they wanted to get done. So this worked out well for them in the sense they get a road that's very good shape today and some funding that they can take care of some other needs in their county at the same time. So I think it was not a contentious issue, I'll tell you that.
Okay. No further questions. We'll close it to public testimony and open it up to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 7. Senator Otten.
First, the comment. You are correct. It does go by Wild Water West, but it stops before the bend as it leads on over.
Senator Otten. Senator Burnt, Senator Hanoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move due pass on Senate Bill 7.
Been moved by Senators Hanoff and Sharma for the passage of Senate Bill 7. Discussion on that motion, Senator Hanoff.
Just very briefly, I appreciate the work that's went into it locally and on the state level. I'd like to see more trades like this, friendly trades, and appreciate the work.
Any further comments? Seeing none, we'll open it up to a vote. The Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of Senate Bill 7 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hanhoff.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Senate Bill 7 has received majority vote of the committee. Senator Otten.
My average of getting this done has not been good, but I move to put it on consent.
It's been moved to put it on consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Solano. Those in favor of putting this bill on the consent, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate Bill 7 will move to the floor on the consent calendar and hopefully will stay there. Okay, with that, I'm going to turn the gavel over to the vice chair as Senate Bill 59 is a bill that I'm sponsoring. So I'm turning it over to you.
Good morning, Senate Bill 59. Enact to revise certain provisions regarding the application of the special annual road funding levy will be brought to the table. Are there any proponents? Oh, we have one, the latest member of the Hall of Fame, Senator Valley.
Thank you, Senator Monroe. You're going to get me discombobulated here and I won't be able to...
That was it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Mike Valley, Senator from Mitchell, representing Davison, Girald, and Aurora County in District 20. Senate Bill 59 is a bill to clarify a section of last year's Senate Bill 1 that provided for a special increase in the property tax that could be used only for county roads and bridges. It goes into a special fund and can't be used for anything else. The initial increase is subject to the referendum process. In subsequent years, the county can continue this same exact mill levy, plus as we do in other county government, the 3% or CPI, whichever is less, plus the expansion that occurred. And it's not subject to a referendum. So let's just say the county put in 25 mills. If the county were to change that then and go to 35 mills, then they would need a new resolution, and then it would again be subject to a referendum. So if after the first year a county keeps it at that original mill levy and stays within that, the 3% and the or CPI, whichever is less, then there's no referendum. And that was the way that we meant that when we wrote it. And it just makes sense. We want to make doubly sure, though, that people don't try and interpret it different, because, as I understand, some counties have had the question raised to them, and they call the Department of Revenue and say, well, what's the deal here? And we just wanted to make doubly sure that it's interpreted correctly. I mean, just from a practical standpoint, it would have to be the intent. I mean, how can we expect counties to make a five-year projection on how they're going to spend their money and what they're going to do to their roads if they don't know from year to year if they're going to have that money? And so it's just, you know, it was a practical part. And when someone asked me, I said, unless they change it, then it's the same. And to show you how this is working, I've got a handout here for the pages here. And, you know, when we passed this, there were some people who said, oh, geez, a five-year plan. How are we ever going to do this? This is monumental. And they're the same, the front and back. Is, on one side, you have the largest county in the state, which is Minnehaha, and it says five-year bridge plan, and it's a headline in the voices section, and it goes on and discusses that. If you turn it over on the other side, it's the Plankinton newspaper, South Dakota Mail, and the reason I wanted to show that, not only is it in my district, but was probably one of the reasons that caused me to say, you know, this is, we really do need this. I'd been thinking about it, but if you remember what happened in that instance, and I got some calls on it, and it made front page news in the Plankton paper, the Mitchell paper. A gentleman was living on the oil road, and they came by and were tearing up the oil road in front of his place, and he called his county commissioner, and he says, you know, they're tearing up the oil road in front of my place. What's the deal? And the commissioner, well, they're tearing up the oil, huh? Yeah, you knew about that, didn't you? Well, we gave the county superintendent the authority to do whatever he thought was necessary, and I guess he, well, they did have a county meeting, and kind of the fur started to fly. And so that was one of the reasons that you need to have these decisions made in public. They need to be made at the commission, you know, during the commission meeting so that people can testify on it. And it has worked. That county now, rather than just giving it to the county highway superintendent to do whatever he thought was necessary, it was done at a county commission meeting. And not only that, but it's the front page of the paper. So everyone knows. And they went through, you can't get the whole paper on this one page, but they went through everything and listed what roads are going to do, the whole bit. So it does. It is working, and for these people to make these five-year plans, it's necessary that we have to make sure that we don't have a referendum every year. And that was the intent. That's the way it's written. But there were some people that have some questions, so this is just to clarify that. And I would stand by for questions by the committee.
And thank you, Senator Valley. We have a question here. Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Help me understand this. Let's go to page 2, lines 15 and 16. County may increase the revenue payable from taxes on real property above the limitations provided by the sections by the percentage increase of value resulting from any improvements or change in the use of real property or in any adjustments in taxation of property separately classified. Help me to understand this. When we look at property for the last 2 years and projected for 17, the increase has been about 3% on owner-occupied or on commercial, and about 5% on owner-occupied and about 15% annually on ag. If we pass this, are we circumventing the process where the county has to that where it's referable, are we allowing these increases in the valuations of property to automatically flow to the county and they can tax on those if they want to?
Senator Bell.
You know what I'm going to do? I see that Mike Houdyshell is here from the Department of Revenue, and if that's all right with the senator, he was going to testify anyway this morning. And before I make a comment on it, I would rather have someone that's an expert in that area, and I know you're an expert, so and I'm not an expert in this area, so I would feel more comfortable, if that's all right with the senator,
to
have him
give that
answer, if that's all right. And I'm guessing that he's probably going to be the next person to maybe testify here. But if we could save that till then, I would feel a little more comfortable rather than me taking a stab at it.
Thank you, Senator Riley. Is there any other questions of the senator? Thank you. Any other proponents? Senate Bill 59.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Senate Transportation Committee. Mike Houdyshell at the Department of Revenue. I guess that was a hint. I need to get up here and talk about this right now. This is, like Senator Valley said, it's a clarification for the county, the special county road levy that was enacted last year in Senate Bill 1. We have had a number of questions from the counties, in particular in regards to whether or not they have to essentially pass a resolution every year to impose this levy. And the intent, as Senator Valley explained it, was not for that to have to occur. Once they have passed the resolution and have enacted the levy, then they can keep it in place for subsequent years, and the revenue generated from that levy can increase by 3% or CPI, whichever is less, plus growth. And Senator Peterson, to your question, that language there, starting on, I guess, line 14 on page 2, that is the language that allows the increase for growth. It does not allow increases for reappraisal. So in the instance of ag land, with the increased valuations due to the implementation of the productivity system, all of that valuation increase is considered reappraisal. That's not growth. This would be, you know, a new construction, you know, change in use, those types of things which are considered growth for the county and allow them to increase their revenues by a certain percentage based on how much growth they have within the county. So I hope that answers that question.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you. I appreciate that clarification. I just wanted to make absolutely sure that all we're doing is clarifying what was passed a year before and not adding on to that.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Houdyshell.
And that is correct. And I'll just kind of quickly walk through the two sections and explain what they do. The first section, if you look at page 2, the intent of this levy was to take it outside of the property tax limitation system. Okay, so there's language there starting on line 5 on page 2 that says any increased tax levy imposed pursuant to this section is exempt from the provisions of Chapter 1013. Chapter 1013 is the Property Tax Limitation Act. That is where the language is as far as limiting the amount of revenue that can be generated from local property taxes from a year-to-year basis. However, I thought that, you know, this was a little bit, you know, confusing how this was drafted last year, and we kind of got, you know, in the game a little bit too late to correct this last year. So that's why, you know, we suggested this language to Senator Valley, and he agreed to bring it this year. So if you look at the next sentence there, which we were striking, it went on to say that the county may increase the amount of revenue payable from property taxes by applying the growth and index factor pursuant to chapter or section 1013.35. What we're doing here with this new language starting on line 11, that is essentially 1013.35. We're just restating it here because we're removing this levy from 1013. So to refer back to 1013, I thought was a little awkward. So we're just putting the limitation language right here in this particular section. So that's what section 1 does. Section 2 is more to the point and the concern that was raised by the counties. So if you look at page 3, starting on line 3, this is just saying that they can continue to impose the levy. They don't have to reauthorize it by passing a resolution every year, and they can continue to increase the revenue from that levy by 3% or CPI plus growth. Line 6 says if they want to exceed that limitation, then they would have to go back, pass a new resolution, have it be subject to referral, and kind of start the whole process over again. So an example is, let's say they were at 90 cents per thousand in year one. The next year, they could continue to levy 90 cents per thousand or whatever they would, you know, have to levy to generate what they had got the year before, plus 3% or CPI. They continue to do that for a number of years. And then they come in, the county comes in and says, well, we really need $1.20. Well, that would be exceeding the limitation. So if they wanted to do $1.20, they'd have to go pass a resolution, have it subject to referral, kind of start the whole process over again. So it's Clarification Act. I think it'll help our counties understand how this particular levy works. It's kind of a unique one because it's outside of the limitation. So that's where I think a lot of the questions came from. And we would just ask that you support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have to put in a voice for my townships. Why didn't we do the same thing for the townships? They have to, at their annual meeting, according to the way the bill was written, they have to renew. You know, we provided in Senate Bill 1 an increase of up to 50 cents, I believe it was, for the townships, but they have to vote on it every year. We didn't... we're not making the same provision for the townships as we did for the counties. Nobody from townships raised a question, or, I mean, why didn't we make it so that the townships didn't have to renew this every year?
Mr. Chair.
Do you care to answer that? Somebody? It doesn't matter to me if somebody wants to speak on that.
If somebody wants to speak to that, they can.
I assume it was sort of a general question.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. Senator Peterson, the reason we didn't include this in townships is by township law, the township has to approve their tax levy every year at the annual meeting. So even if they're not making a change, they have to approve their levy every year.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You betcha you can come right on up here, Secretary Berquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darren Berquist, Secretary of Department of Transportation. And if you wonder why I'm here to testify in support of a bill that doesn't have anything to do with the department, reference my earlier comments today about how much I enjoy testifying at committees, and this is just another opportunity. The department, though, does support this bill, and we support from the standpoint, and my comments are really on kind of on behalf of our partners at the county level and our county highway superintendents that we work with. As Senator Valley had referenced, we have been, I will say, pushing those counties a little bit in terms of doing a better job of planning and transparency in the planning process. And a lot of those counties are interested in applying for the big fund and have to submit a highway plan. In order to do that, they need some certainty as to funding. And as an agency who's just come off of quite a number of years of a lot of uncertainty from week to week and month to month as to what our funding might be, we're very familiar with the challenges of that. So if we're telling these counties that they need to do a highway plan, which I believe is a very good thing and it's working, it is very helpful to them
to have some certainty from as they project out as to what funding they're going to have available for them to do their road and bridge work. And this bill, to a degree, helps provide some of that certainty to them. It's a lot of the projects that we're doing when it comes to roads and bridges, particularly like a large bridge replacement, is not a quick short-term project, and you got to plan for that and a number of years in advance, and this will certainly help the counties be able to do that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, we do support this bill and hope that you can too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question, and maybe Senator Valley or Mr. Hadeshell. I really am trying to make sure I have my arms around, when is the referral process able to be used by the county residents? And so if I can, I'll maybe just give a couple scenarios based on what's written, and if it can be fed back as to what, yes, that would be a time of referral or not. And I'm going to use Pennington County as the example. So with that size of county, they would have the ability to levy the 60 cents per thousand because of the size of the county. So if they levied that 60 cents per thousand, at that point in time, it's clearly that would be referable. I understand that. But each year after that, if they took the inflationary factor that was available to them, my understanding is that by taking just the inflationary factor, it would not be a referable event. Now, on the other side, a second scenario would be if Pennington County had chosen not to take the full 60 cents, let's say they took 40 cents per thousand, and it was not referred in a subsequent year, they came back and decided we need to up that now to take the full 60 cents. At that point, it creates a referable situation. Am I correct or am I off on that? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Valley.
You are correct. Unless I'm going to be... Yep, you are correct.
Any other questions? No other questions. Are there any other proponents? Senate Bill 59.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. We would just like to thank Senator Valley and Representative Duvall for bringing this bill forward, and also the engagement from the Department of Revenue of helping clarify some confusion that's been explained to you by the other testifiers. But it certainly will help things in our counties and, again, a cleanup. So we're asking you for your support on this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents, Senate Bill 59, any other proponents? Are there any opponents? No opponents. Well, in that case, I think we'll close it to committee discussion and or action. Would you like to save me, Senator?
Great. Thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. at this point, we'll open it up to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Solano.
So I got to, you know, when I first read this bill, I looked at it, I was pretty concerned because I thought, okay, we just finished Senate Bill 1 last year and then we're going through and making some changes on this. Now, in hearing the testimony, it sounds like we're clarifying more what was put into Senate Bill 1, trying to get clarification. And granted, it takes me a little longer than most maybe to actually accomplish clarification. But so I understand the intent of the bill, but I was pretty concerned to start with because it seemed like we were going through and changing something that we just passed. But I appreciate the proponent testimony and helping get me clarified. Thank you.
If you'll remember, this was a provision that was put in later on, and it was kind of fast moving towards the end, and the language just was probably not the best. That was the intent, and it was interpreted that way. But our concern was someone maybe try and interpret it a different way if they wanted to, and we just want to make sure that we don't have that problem going down and causing legal problems for the county to come out. So appreciate your thoughts there, Senator. Further discussion and or action on Senate Bill 59.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Otten.
I would move due pass.
Been moved by Senator Otten for due pass on Senate Bill 59. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Peterson. Comments on that motion, Senator Otten?
Well, I too was a little concerned, but I'm quite glad that we are clarifying what needed to be clarified for our county officials, and I think it's pretty straightforward.
Thank you. Further comments? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate all the clarification that occurred today. When I sat down at my desk at about 20 minutes before and read this bill, I didn't have time to go to the law books to see the chapters that were referenced to, or I probably wouldn't have had the questions when I come up here. You know, we did provide that provision. I still don't like that staggered 60, 90, 120. I think many of you have heard me talk about that. I wish it was just one for all, you know, if we would have chose 90 for all counties or something or another. But that's past. It's been very difficult. I think we've only had, what is it, are we up to about 8 counties now?
6.
6 counties, okay. I know one of my counties, Grant County, tried it and it was referred. The wheel tax passed and this part was defeated, but by a very narrow margin. You know, and once you do have that vote, it's no different than when you're having an opt-out for a school district. The school district opt-outs are perpetual unless they put a time limitation. Some will put a 5-year when they do the vote on it. So I appreciate all the parties concerned getting together and adding this clarification. I think it's a good piece of legislation that should go forward.
Thank you, Senator. Further comments on Senate Bill 59? Seeing none, we'll move to roll call vote on Senate Bill 59. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hunhoff.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous.
Senate Bill 59 will go to the floor with a due pass. Okay, anything else to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none, I want to thank all those that were here today and those that testified. Appreciate the support. And with that, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Solano. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.